All right, we're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Do you ever wonder what Hollywood celebrities are like in real life?
Yeah, who does it?
All the time, too much.
They're usually jerks.
Well,
is the sad part.
Not all the time.
Okay.
Like, you know, when you see Ryan Reynolds, he's funny on screen, and then he's also really funny off screen.
I believe it.
Is he?
I can see
That's
it.
He
good.
Is. Like, have you ever seen him do interviews? He's great.
His Twitter's funny.
Or Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
Very funny on camera. Also super funny in real life, too.
She seems like she'd be, like, authentic.
Yeah.
Genuine.
O.J. Simpson. Kind of funny on camera.
Not nearly
as funny, though, when you meet him in real life, which is weird. I would not have thought that about him.
I wouldn't have given him funny either way.
Oh.
Yeah.
You obviously haven't seen Naked Gun 2.
Apparently not.
It's amazing.
Well, there's another celeb. I wasn't sure if they were seriously funny or not, but it was just confirmed he really is.
Ooh.
I'm talking about Macaulay Culkin.
Really?
Yes, the Home Alone kid.
The really pale guy.
Yeah. Who's now 39 years old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Stop with that.
Think about that. The Home Alone kid is almost 40.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine being that old.
I mean, that's funny.
Unimaginable for our social media coordinator, Alexis. It turns out Macaulay Culkin's not just funny when he's reading scripts and squirting baby oil on bad guys. He's funny in real life, too, because a popular website rounded up several examples of his Twitter humor recently. And here's some of the highlights from
it. Okay.
One says, I like flowers because they're like grass that put on a fancy hat.
No. And they are,
too. I know.
They made their own hat.
I'm never going to look at flowers the same way. Another one that he tweeted said, I just woke up and saw I was trending. Can someone explain what's going on? Did I die again? Question. And then finally, if you read the Bible in reverse, it's about the world's population killing each other until there's only two people left. And, and then the woman pukes an apple and they both get naked.
Good ending.
I know.
Yeah. Much better ending than I think what's going to happen.
They should make that into a movie. So after you follow our Twitter, at Brooke and Jeffy, J-E-F-F-Y, you can go follow Macaulay Culkin on his Twitter and find out if he really is that hilarious.
I need to follow both.
Wait, could he fit his whole name and we couldn't fit Brooke and Jeffrey?
Yeah.
There's something wrong with the characters
Leave
there.
Leave Macaulay alone. He's a real celebrity, okay?
It is time for the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to figure out who gets asked a trivia question. If you get it wrong, you get punished by being shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear. Our social media coordinator, Alexis, is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Alexis?
Jeff Irish Handcuffs DeBow.
Ooh, what
are those?
Oh, my. Okay. I'm going to put on the shock collar while I do that. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
How well do you know your history?
Not very well.
We have millennials and zoomers in the room, and today we're going back almost 100 years for today's shock collar question. You have four historical events on a list in front of you, and I need you to put them into chronological order. That's earliest to latest, Alexis. The four events are construction begins on the Empire State Building.
Oh, man.
Women's suffrage gaining the right to vote. Sliced bread was invented, and Betty White was born. Good luck.
Okay. I know that there's some sort of meme about sliced bread and Betty White.
Yeah.
That sliced bread was invented before Betty White was born.
You mean after?
Oh, no,
Betty
after.
White.
Sorry. Yeah. Betty White was born before sliced
bread. It would be a very good meme if it was the other way around.
Betty White's not that old.
Cool meme, man.
Okay, yeah,
but you're
sorry.
Right. I've seen that too. I was going to throw that in. Like, I know that's for sure.
Now, women's suffrage, the right to vote.
Why am I forgetting the year you were given the right to vote?
That was in the 1920s.
27?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the 20s.
Or 23. But
you were in college, so.
Yeah. Okay, wait. How old is Betty White right now? Let's go backwards real quick.
She's in her 90s. I know she's in her 90s. I can't tell you.
So she was born in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she should be.
Okay.
My great aunt in Manhattan is 105 years old this year.
Yeah.
So she would have been first on this list.
Yeah.
I just want to shout out Great Aunt Dorothy.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
up?
What's
still
up,
living.
Big D.
She's screaming, what?
She's one of our top listeners in the 100 and over demographic. We're killing it right now.
No, so, killing it.
So, oh, so, oops, sorry. Let's get the question one more time.
I asked you to put four historical events in order from nearly 100 years ago. Those events, again, are construction beginning on the Empire State Building, women's suffrage, the invention of sliced bread, and the birth of Betty White.
I'm thinking women's suffrage was before Betty White.
No.
No, it wasn't?
Definitely not.
Oh, just kidding. Okay.
Yeah.
I know sliced bread came before the construction of the Empire State Building, too.
Why do you know that?
How do you know that?
Because there's that famous picture of the people on top of the Empire State Building in black and white. They're sitting on that beam girder, and they're all eating sandwiches.
That's genius, Jeff.
And they're eating sandwiches with sliced bread.
Yes, that's what he said,
Well, it could have been on a baguette that wasn't sliced, right? That someone just cut
two whole loaves in between a slice of ham.
You had sandwiches before sliced bread. They just cut the bread, Jeffrey.
Oh, okay. You would know. Okay, so
lock it in. Dorothy isn't getting any younger. Answer the question.
All right, so I'm going the earliest, Betty White. Second was sliced bread. Third is women's suffrage. Fourth is the Empire State Building.
Reversing the list.
All right.
I asked you to put four historical events in chronological order from earliest to latest, and the correct order is in 1920, women gained the right to vote.
I called it.
Alexis was
right. Everyone, just listen to the young person.
In 1922, Betty White was born.
Oh, close.
She was alive for 6 years before sliced bread was invented in 1928.
Man.
And the latest one, 1930, construction began on the Empire State Building.
Wow.
I have to give up my feminist card now because I couldn't remember when we got the right to vote. So, sorry, ladies.
Didn't get that right. And somebody wanted to hear me sing the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish! Sponge! Ready? SpongeBob!
I shot you a fish and he goes, ow! You ready?
He just kept going. The paper was flying in the air.
Oh, that's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.